Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, chime time. Here we go. See, my voice already hoarse, folks. All right, chime time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
What it is like, I haven't done, like, a real show in a while where I can yell and scream and do Red Sox pregame. You don't yell and scream on Red Sox pregame, Shime. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Good.
But outside of sounding hoarse?
Yeah, I just woke up a little frog in the throat. I think it's either a slight summer cold or I did a lot of yelling about Tom Brady on the show last night. About Tom Brady. I have not yelled like that, had fun like that, and just gone nuts on people in a while. So I think that might have been it. My voice was not in full Mutt at Night form. But I feel good. I walked a nice 4-mile walk this morning before the hot out.
Wow, look at you.
Today, so I feel okay. But if I sound hoarse today, that's probably why. Yelling about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and these losers like Andy Hart and Ben Volen who want to suggest that Brady tanked the 2019 season. They're all idiots. They're just dumb. how you doing, Chuck?
I'm great, man. It's a beautiful day. I know it's hot, but I haven't been outside while there's sun out yet, so yeah, that'll be fun.
Get ready.
We got football starting tonight, though. Woo! Football,
wish I could
baby!
Yell like that. I can't yell like that. Real quick,
all right, I'll do it for you.
Well, non-sports question before we get into some Red Sox and some mass betting and the Hall of Fame game tonight where I think you have a bad pick for the people. Did I see a pick on Instagram? Do you have two dogs?
No. So that is one of the older one. Henry is my dog.
Henry.
He actually has the same birthday as Tom Brady. He just had a birthday yesterday. Turned 6.
Is that true?
Yes, 100%. That's true. His awesome. Birthday is 8/3/2016.
Should
so
be named
go.
Tom Brady. Brady dog, but that's okay.
I didn't get him when he was a puppy. My girlfriend did. He became my dog.
Oh,
so
okay.
I am
so
his stepfather.
That. All right. So happy birthday to Henry.
Yep. Marine. And the other dog, his name is Jake. That is my girlfriend's mother's dog. She was up for a couple days helping us get some of our renovation started inside the house. She brought the dog up. And so that is her puppy. He's only like 5.5 months old.
Yeah. The boys have been talking about getting a dog all summer. I'm not there yet, but I will say the two dogs look good. I said, well, maybe I can. Chime can have two dogs, but now I know you don't have two dogs yet.
No, just the one. So. But we've considered the second. And I love Boston Terriers. I am a Boston Terrier guy now. I never was. Prior to having one, Henry is the best dog I could ever ask for, so I am thrilled.
This is why I know we're not ready for a dog. When I look at pictures of dogs, like you're a dog guy, Mego, our friend from Orlando, Corey Mego, like a massive, like she, when we'll do shows together and during the show, she'll airdrop pictures of dogs into my phone. Like that's how insane she is about dogs. She just loves dogs. And I look at them, Shime, and all I see is work. Like all I see is I'm taking that dog out. I'm taking that dog for a walk. I'm not thinking about any of the good parts like the jumping on the bed and the playing and the fetch and all. So I'm mentally, physically I'm ready. I'm mentally not there for the dog.
Yeah, so
all I see is work because my kids aren't old enough to do anything. And I know we'll get the dog and it'll be my responsibility.
Oh, 100% it'll be your responsibility. It's always the case. But the good news is, like, so, you know, you've dealt with a child. So like a baby, that is. So it's, I mean, it's no harder by any means than a baby, which is good. But so, because when I lived back when I lived with my mother and my brothers, we had rescued a dog. He was like a terrier mix. We knew nothing about him. He was like a year, just over a year old when we rescued him. And because they rescued him from like the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, and he didn't actually have a home for a long time, it was a disaster. It was a nightmare. It was hard. He's a great dog now, but it was just when we first got
there.
Yeah, because like if you left him alone in the room at the time, there was carpet in my mother's house, and he'd go to the corner and he'd rip the carpet up like right by the door, and I was just in the bathroom on the other side of the door taking a shower, and like I come out and
wow.
There was just carpet everywhere, and he would
wow.
And he wasn't used to having normal food. And so he would just eat everything. And so, like, one time, he was eating plastic gloves. And so so it took a long time. He's amazing now. He's, I think, 6 and a half, going on 7. And he's a great dog now. But, like, you know, so that part can be hard. But if you get him as a puppy, you can start him early and train him early. And then by the time they're, you know, 9 months to a year old, they're, you know, relatively well-trained and well-behaved, and you're good to go.
Yeah, again, it's going to happen at some point, probably in a different home than this home, and when the kids are older, so I'm not the only one doing the work.
Yeah, and imagine when you go on your 4 mile walk in the morning on a summer morning, you bring the dog along, nice little trot, and you guys have a great day.
Chime, not going to lie, part of the reason why doing the rail trail here in Chelmsford, like a lot of people are walking their dogs, and that's
yep.
sort of why it's been tied in. But again, I see the dog and I smile for half a second. Then I'm like, that looks like a lot of work.
You realize
so
responsibility.
I'm not there. Yeah, I'm not ready for that. So
yeah, I get that.
I wanted some input on that. You can follow Shime somewhere on Instagram. You can see pictures of his dog and beers and places
Shime
he
time
goes
12.
There. What is it? Shime Time 12?
Yep. I had to do a number because some guy without the name Shime stole Shime Time, apparently. And so I'm going to, you know, when I get big and famous, I'll have to buy that from him.
Yeah, Ken always, like, our boss, Ken Laird, like, he'll email us occasionally, like, why aren't you guys verified on Instagram? Because I'm not anybody. That's why I'm not.
Yeah, I have like 1,500 followers. I am a Jamoke. And the hardest part too is
hey guys,
none of my
verified.
None of my accounts are linked to my company email. So immediately, whatever social media it is, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, will flag it and be like, well, it's not connected to the company media. How do we know they actually work for the company? And
oh, good
provide
point.
Links
good
and,
point.
And information and all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going through that hassle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've not done it yet. So my Instagram continues to be pretty weak at best. Red Sox lose yesterday. Good for some people like me.
Same.
Who took the Houston run line -1.5 runs. That was a win, Chris Schein.
Yeah, and I didn't make an official bet yesterday because I didn't know exactly what the pitching situation was.
Yep.
But I told the people, I go, I am leaning towards right-handed hitters having multiple total bases. Jose Altuve, 4-for-4. Alex Bregman, 2-for-3. So immediately I felt good about that. Much
yeah,
better than I had been the last couple days, that's for sure.
The Rich Hill started, did not pitch well. Turns out Rich Hill found out like that morning he was going to start, so there was no real setup
good
for
process.
Him. Yeah, so they sort of punted away that game yesterday knowing they'd already won the series. Now they go to Kansas City. They take on the Royals, and really a weird pitching matchup. Nick Pivetta has not pitched well. Chris Bubbock goes to the Royals. He stinks. This is an over game, Sean. The over-under
okay,
is 9.
That's what I was leaning towards.
I want the over. It's going to be 90 or 88 degrees at first pitch tonight in Kansas City. Hot, humid in the Midwest means the ball goes flying out of there. The Royals, the team, hit about 300 against Nick Pivetta. And I did see today, looking at some of the trends for over-unders in baseball, this is kind of random. And I would not base my pick just in this play, but this kind of solidified it for me. In games this season, where like there's no rest, like the team didn't have a day off yesterday,
yep.
So just call it no rest. The Royals had the fifth highest over percentage in Major League Baseball.
Wow!
So it's a random stat. I would not just bank my entire play on that. But two bad pitchers, Eric Hosmer in the lineup, hot weather. That stat, give me the over 9 runs.
Yeah, so
that's my play tonight.
My bet was the over 5 runs in the first innings, or first 5 innings.
Okay, okay.
And I did that specifically because, again, the starting pitching I don't necessarily believe in here, and I expect guys to come out swinging against these two pitchers in particular. But the Red Sox bullpen, to their credit, has actually been pretty good of late. And so I figured I wanted to maximize the early half of the game with Pivetta on the mound, and so I was going over 5 in the first 5 innings.
All right, so that's Red Sox and Royals tonight. Red Sox are a 13% chance, according to Baseball Reference, to be a playoff team. Listening to Brian O'Halloran today on the Greg Hill Show, doesn't sound like they think there's any shot.
So much word salad.
Well, it wasn't even I gave him credit. Like, I don't know if he meant to answer or not, but he basically admitted, like, they were trying to sell more at the deadline.
Yep.
But they couldn't get
100%.
Offers they wanted. And like, okay, so we're stuck with this D. And then today, they DFA Jackie Bradley Jr., which is fine, but he's a better defensive player than Jaren Duran. Like, he could go in late if you're really trying to win games down the stretch. Like, Jackie Bradley Jr. helps you.
Yeah.
So I don't quite get what they're doing now. I clearly listening to O'Halloran, they were trying to sell more, couldn't get deals they wanted to, and just said, "Eh, you know what? We'll keep these guys for now."
Yeah,
for
it was this weird thing. Like, Greg asked the first question to him, and he just had this long, long-winded answer.
Yeah.
That was kind of just a word salad about Heim going to Kansas City, and he wasn't really giving us anything. And then as the questions kept coming, he started actually giving us answers about stuff. And so I do think that there is a clear disconnect between the players and the front office. I believe you're absolutely right. This front office was intending on selling far more than they did at the deadline, and they just weren't able to get the deals they wanted to. And so, to me, it seems like this front office really wanted to kind of hit the reset button on this Red Sox team and start kind of from scratch and sell off a lot of the pieces for younger players and younger pieces that they have control over. And the team felt like to start the season that they were a World Series contender. And so very much so the front office and the clubhouse seem on two very different wavelengths.
Yep, we'll see how it works out. I'm sure we'll get some stories on or off the record this weekend with Chaim Bloom being in town, the Red Sox having this open-door policy now. Something to keep an eye on. Chaim's going to be on over 5 runs, first 5 innings. I'll be on over 9 runs for the game at even money. That seems pretty fair. All that in the backdrop to the first NFL game of the year.
Yes!
That is the Hall of Fame game between the Raiders and Jaguars. There is rain and thunderstorms in the area. We know in the past this game has been delayed or postponed because of just dumb weather in field. So we'll see what we get. Chaim gave out his lock of the preseason yesterday, over 30.5 points. I said I would have my pick after doing some research. And admittedly, I don't have a lot of conviction on this. But I just think you're wrong about this, Chaim.
Yeah, did you see who's starting for Las Vegas tonight?
I think it's Jarrett Stidham, correct?
That is correct. Jarrett Stidham will be getting the start under the lights tonight.
So what I'm looking at right now, one of the guys that it's a pay service that I pay for. It's basically not an NFL insider, but he's like NFL fantasy. Basically, he's an aggregator of stuff that's out there.
Okay.
So his suggestion is, on the Jag side, no Trevor Lawrence, and it's going to be Luton and Slaughter as your two quarterbacks. Slaughter, the third-string quarterback. Third-string quarterback, likely to get a bulk of the work. Travis Etienne and James Robinson both won't play. So third in the order, third-string guy Snoop Connor is going to get an opportunity.
Yes.
Jamal Agnew's not going to play, but Doug Peterson suggested some wide receivers may play, may not play. They have no tight ends to really play. That's the Jaguars side. As you said on the Raiders side, Derek Carr not expected to play. Jacobson Bolden not expected to play. Drake not expected to play. No Adams, no Renfro, no Waller. There's so many guys sitting. And it's the earliest game by far. There are no more preseason games till next week. I thought this was the beginning of like the official preseason, but there's no more until next weekend. I got to play the under, Chaim. I got to play it. Like, they're not going to play any starters. How much they really want to show their offense on either side of the ball. In daily fantasy, the defenses are going to be key if you're playing DFS tonight. But for me, when I make my drive to New Hampshire to get some cheap gas in about a half an hour or so, I'm going to play. It'll be a huge bet, but I'll have some money on the under to have some action tonight. But I'm going opposite the 30.5 on you. We'll be opposite heads up. You like the over. I'm going with the under.
I know it's a new year, but Jacksonville last year eclipsed this total all 3 preseason games. And it wasn't even really close.
Who was their coach last year?
Urban Meyer. No, I understand
that. Clueless?
I agree. Urban Meyer was an absolute putrid disaster. But I'm just saying, like, I understand it's a new year and all that stuff. I think that in the Hall of Fame game this year, we will see some early points just because bad defense. It's that simple. It's defenses aren't quite as up to date, and the offenses will just be better.
So bad defense for you on the over. I will stay on the other. This line has gone by the way to Raiders 2.5 for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why. Consider the fact Derek Carr is not going to play. Like, what's the difference between Jarrett Stidham and Luton and
Stidham? I don't really know what the rationale is, but.
People are betting the Raiders, Sean. People just see the name, they see Raiders, and they want to bet the Raiders. But you and I will be heads up on this, on the total in this game. Anything else you're playing for tonight's game, Sean, are you going to stay on that total?
No, I'm just going to stay on the total. That's it. It's a preseason football. I'm not going to get too in the weeds here. It's way too unpredictable to be betting props and such. So I'm just going to roll with my over and hope to get some quality football tonight.
We're not getting caught. Shime, we're getting football.
You're right. I just want
to
football.
Bet on and gamble on and talk about and mock. We're not getting quality football.
Fair.
That is not happening. As our friend Dale says, it's football, but it's not going to be good football. You mentioned a concert. What concert are you going to do on Friday night?
My girlfriend has had these tickets for 3 years now. The Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett concert at Fenway Park.
Wow.
Def Leppard's her favorite band. Motley Crue is one of her all-time favorite bands. And her friend she was originally going with bailed on her. So she's like, hey, would you want to come with me? And I said, sure.
Good
I'm going to be melting because of the heat tomorrow, but I'm being a good significant other, and I am going to this concert with a smile on my face, and I'll eat some food and drink some beer.
I was going to say, Fenway's got a good array of food and drink.
I may sneak my way up to the WEEI suite or something, stand in some air conditioning for 10 minutes, and then go back down. It'll be fine.
That'll be a fun concert.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It sounds better than the last one you went to at some dive bar in Nashua.
Yeah.
This one sounds way better.
This one's much better and much more popular, too. So.
That'll be fun. All right, we'll talk about that tomorrow. We have over on the Red Sox tonight, over in first five. We have differing opinions over and under in the Hall of Fame game, which I admit I'll be watching. I'll be watching tonight.
I will as well.
I'm not committing to watching the entire thing, but I'm definitely going to watch at least the first half, I feel like.
Oh yeah, I will watch at least the first quarter because then it'll be right around my bedtime. We'll see how fast the game moves.
I can't wait. All right, Chime. Good luck tonight in the Hall of Fame game, baby. Football's back. Football is back.
Football is back, baby.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.